Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Masechtes Shvi'is, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Vered Chodash, a new rose. We're just touching it literally, and then we'll see what it really means. Shekavashai, that was soaked b'shem and yoshan in old oil. Yolakad ha-severet, take out the rose. What are we talking about over here? A new rose, old oil, take out the rose. Okay, let me tell you what it really means. We know that roses have kedusha shvius because sometimes they were used for spices. We learned that in the previous Mishnah. Vered chadash means I have a rose that grew in a shmita year. Shekavashai, and it's soaking b'shem and yoshan, in oil of the sixth year. Because they wanted the taste of the rose to go into the oil. That was commonly done. I just want you to understand that generally speaking, in halacha, kavush, when you soak one food in another food for 24 hours, that has the same din as if they were cooked together. So my Shemitah rose is soaking in oil that came from olives that grew in the sixth year. Zakta the Mishnah, Yilaket es Averet, just take the rose out, as long as it's before the time of beer. Before the time of beer means when there are still roses out there for the chayas on the field. And as far as the oil is concerned, it's mutter. What we mean is, you may ask, wait a second, but this oil has the taste of the vered. It's been soaking together. So what do you mean it's mutter? So let me tell you what we mean. We mean that when the Zman HaBir comes and you have to take out the roses, which you already took out of the oil, you don't have to take out the oil. Either oil has the taste of the roses in it. As long as you took out the rose before the time of beer, so the taste that the rose imparted into the oil was a heterodika taste that was before the time of beer. Memela, the oil stays mutter. When we say the oil stays mutter, the Rishonim explain, it has the kedusha of Shemitah. You can't destroy it. You can't do business with it. But you don't have to be mevayer it. When there are no longer any roses out there, you don't have to take out the oil. But let's say you only took out the rose after the time of beer, when there no longer were any roses out there. Then it imparted a iser dika tam into the oil. The oil has the time of the rose after the time of beer, then you would be mechuyev to be mevayer the oil as well. So again, let's see the Mishnah. Vered chadash, a rose of the seventh year, shekivoshe that was soaking b'shem and yashan, in oil of the sixth year. And you did it to put a taste into the oil, the rose taste into the oil. Yolakad esevered, if it's before the time of beer, just take the rose out, and there's no chiv beer on the oil. Viter says the Mishnah, like we explained. What if it's v'yoshan? The rose is still a seventh year rose. But b'chadash, you're soaking it in new oil of the eighth year, the year after Shemitah, or the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. When the Zman beer comes, chayiv b'beer, you're going to have to be mevayer not just the rose, but the oil as well, because it took into it. The rose imparted a taste into the oil after the time of beer. Viter says the Mishnah, Charuvin Chadoshim. Again, Charuv means, you should know by now, Baksa, carobs. Charuvin Chadoshim means carobs of the seventh year. Shekivoshan b'yayin yashan, that were soaking in yayin yashan of the sixth year. Here it's not in oil, it's in wine. But Lamaisa, we have Shemitah carobs that are soaking in wine from the sixth year, which is not Shemitah. But he kept it there till this Zman HaBir. He didn't take it out by the time of beer. Time of beer, again, means when there were no longer any carobs out there for the animals. The Yeshanim, or let's say you have the Charuvim that grew on a Shemitah year, that was soaking in new wine of the eighth year, Chayavim Bebir. It's Mechuyavim Beer. Why? Because the wine took in the taste of the charuvim after the time of beer. So let me ask you, what if I took the charuvim out before the time of beer? Before there were no longer any charuvim? So the Batanura says, and that has the same din as the roses in the oil. There would be no chi of beer on the wine. However, some mefarshim, some rishonim, don't hold that way. They say charuvim are not the same as the rose. It gives it a much stronger taste, and therefore, even if you took it out before the zman beer, there would still be a chiv of beer on the wine. That's what some rishonim hold. In any event, zakta mishna vayter zeklal. Here is the rule: any food of shmita shehu benoisin tam that gets mixed up with meichel chulin, and it places a tam, there's a taste of the shvias in the chulin. Chayiv levayer, you're going to have to be on the whole mixture if it's min b'she'en minay, two different types of things. For example, let's say I have meat. Now meat, as you know, is not going to be shmita, even if it's meat from a seventh year. It's only what grows from the ground. So let's say I have meat that was cooked together with vegetables of shmita, or I have a mashka that was made out of a teruvais of shmita, and I cook meat in it, the meat now tastes of the Shemitah Peira. And it's two different types of Minim. You have to be Mavayer the whole Taruvos. This meat is going to have to go out of your house. However, if it's Min B'Minoy, if a food of Shemitah got mixed up with a food of Chilin, it's the same Min. Even if it's a Kolshu. Let's say, Kolshu means a tiny drop. Let's say you have one drop of Shemitah wine that gets mixed into a whole barrel of non-Shemitah wine. Because they're both wine, it becomes usser. The whole thing has a din of Shemitah. You have to mevayer the whole barrel of wine. Then the Mishnah goes on to explain, Shvias, I said, as kol shehu, Shvias asrus, even only with a tiny drop, b'mina, if it's the same, like the wine and the wine, ushaloi b'mina, like the meat and the vegetables that are cooking and the juice of the vegetables, then it would be benois and tam. You would only have to be mevayer the whole mixture if you have the taste of the Shemitah in the non-Shemitah. Okay, let's explain over here. L'chayr, the Mishnah is just repeating what we said before. Why is the Mishnah repeating this? You already told me. Wine and wine mean b'minois, even b'mashu. Kolshu, even a tiny drop. And mean shaloi b'minai, two different minim. Then it's only if it's been nice in time. Why do you have to repeat this for? So the Batanura explains. The Mishnah is telling me a very big chiddush in these last words. Most Isurei Torah become batal b'shishim. That means like this. If you had a drop of something which is aser, and it falls into 60 times the amount of something that is mutter, it becomes batal. Here we're saying a big chumrah when it comes to Shemitah. That if it's min b'mina, the same thing, like Shemitah wine, into chulin wine, into non-Shemitah wine, even a drop of wine, in much more than 60 times the amount. I have a drop of Shemitah wine and I have 100 times the amount of chulin wine, the whole thing is considered Shemitah. But that's only after the time of beer. In other words, I should have been mevayer the wine already. After the time, the wine fell into regular wine. It asks all the regular wine. It doesn't make a difference how many times I have more regular wine than the Shemitah wine. And that's a knas that the Chachamim gave. But if it was before the time of beer, even though it's a Shemitah year, if it was before the time of beer, and my Shemitah wine fell into 60 times the amount of regular wine, it does become batal. If it fell into less than 60 times the amount, it's all Shemitah. Now, it's before the time of beer. So it's negei of the halacha. You have to make sure it doesn't get ruined. You have to make sure you don't do business with it. But if there's 60 times the amount, if a cup of Shemitah wine falls into 60 cups of non-Shemitah wine, and it's before the time of beer, then it does become bottle. And that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. Okay, so the bottom line. What did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned about a rose of Shemitah that is soaking in sixth-year oil. As long as you get that rose out of there before the time of beer, you don't have to be mevayer the oil, even though the oil took in the taste of the rose. We explained the other halachas of Shemitah may apply to the oil. You can't use it in such a way that there's a hefsid, you can't do business, but there's no chi of beer on it. On the other hand, if you're only going to take the rose out of the oil after the time of beer, then there's a chi of beer on the oil also, because it took in the taste of the rose after the time of Isser. Same is true for baksa, for carobs, if it's soaking in wine, and it was there after the time of beer. You have to do beer on the whole wine. Then the Mishnah told us the rule that if shvius, if Shemitah gets mixed up with other peiros, if it's min b'she'ena mina, it's only if the Shemitah gives a taste into it, which is the same as shishim, because if you have 60 times the amount, then there's no taste. It's a lot more complicated than that. Rez Hashem, you'll learn your day, but more or less. But if it's min b'minai, and it's after the time of beer, in other words, wine that you should have already taken out of your house falls into other wine. So even a drop of Shemitah wine, in a lot more than 60 times the amount of other wine, it does not become batel, and it would be a chi of beer on the whole barrel.